Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We want to take a moment now to remember Nobel Prize-winning poet Derek Walcott, who was known for his powerful voice exploring the complexities of the Caribbean and its brutal colonial past. Walcott died earlier today at his home on St. Lucia. He was 87 years old. Walcott founded the Boston Playwrights Theater in 1981, and he taught at Boston University. He spoke with WBUR's Anthony Brooks in 2011 about a production of one of his plays and the importance of music.
The rhythm that we have in the Caribbean is the rhythm of reggae, the rhythm of calypso, and so forth. And that beat is a joyful beat, even if it discusses distressing and upsetting things. Underneath the subject, there is this driving elation that comes with the music of the Caribbean, no matter how sad the story is. And I think that's a great contradiction.
It's a real juxtaposition, isn't it? This great joy and hopefulness of this kind of music amidst the grinding poverty.
I think it's a deeper philosophy that says you can't control your own fate and things happen to you, and you have to endure them with as much joy as you can summon. And I think that's what the philosophy of Latin and Caribbean music is.
That's Nobel laureate Derek Walcott speaking with Anthony Brooks in 2011. Walcott died earlier today at the age of 87. Stay with us. Coming up, the story of Beauty and the Beast, as told across different cultures for centuries. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.